Wednesday the 14th of January, Yudchef Teves, Rabbi Yanky Cooper, The Tafkid of Shoes.
Shalom Aleichem to everyone. It's great for you to be the speaker. Each morning when we wake up, Chazal was talking for us to say the Birkos HaShachar, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the various things, the various chasodim which he has done for us every day. On the eyesight we say Pekeret Ivrim, when we stand, for standing, for walking we say Zoykev Kufim, and for clothing we say Malbish Arumim, and for shoes as a separate brocha, Sh'osali Konsorki. We thank Hashem for providing us for all our needs. So the kasha is, why are the shoes not included in the brocha of Malbish Arumim? Why is there a separate brocha for the shoes Sh'osali Konsorki? Moreover, the Sh'osali Konsorki we say on shoes for providing us with all our needs. It is a very wide-ranging brocha. Why is shoes considered something which provides us with all our needs? So let's take a look a bit through the eyes of Chazal, what the purpose of shoes are, what the tafkid of shoes, and hopefully we'll get a better understanding, a deeper appreciation of the brocha of Sh'osali Konsorki. We'll start with the pasuk in this week's Sedra. By the Mari of the Sinai, the Rebbe Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Al tikra v'aloim, zen jone, shal na'alechom al raglecho, remove the shoes from your feet, ki amokom asher imed ala admas kodesh, for the place you're standing on is admas kodesh. So Chazal and the Medrash Rabbah over here and the Zohar Kodesh, they try to explain why was Moshe told, so what is admas kodesh? So they say that the Medrash Rabbah says, kol mokom shashchina niglis, wherever the Shekhinah is revealed, also bin Inas Asandu. It is forbidden to wear shoes. As the Rabban here explains, the Rabban brings down the Medrash, he explains that by the Mara of the Snare, the Shekhinah itself had come down and onto the mountain, and the whole mountain became Kodesh, similar to by Matan Torah, by Har Sinai, and therefore it was a Mokom Kodesh, and as the Medrash says, Kol Mokom Shashkinah Niglis, wherever the Shekhinah is revealed, also bin Inas Asandu. Says the Medrash, became Yeshua, similarly found by Yeshua, that when the Malach spoke to him, the Malach told him to take off his shoes. And similarly we find that the Kohanim didn't serve in the Beis HaMikdash, they served without shoes, they served barefoot. But the Medrash, what the Medrash doesn't explain is why. Why does one have to take off one's shoes in a Mokom Kodesh? What is it with shoes that don't agree with a Mokom Kodesh? And other Rabbah, it would appear to be disrespectful to walk barefoot. We know that in Hilchos Tefillah it says one may not daven barefoot, one has to wear shoes. So why then in a Mokom Kodesh does one take off the shoes? The Chorot is seemingly disrespectful. Some force in the Ksavah Kabbalah and others, they explain the idea of taking off shoes in a Mokom Kodesh is to symbolize Hachno. That the shoes, in effect, they elevate a person and lift them a bit off the ground. So when you come to a Mokom Kodesh, you take them off, you lower yourself. In the presence of the Shekhinah, the Mokom Shekhinah, one has to humble themselves. Similarly explains that's why in Yom Kippur, we also take off our shoes because Yom Kippur is a day of Tshuva, it's a day of Achno, we lower ourselves down to the ground. Taking this idea a little further, we can come back and understand the brocha of Sh'osali Konsorki. The Shloah writes in the Hesidah, Shara Shemaim, it brings a pasuk in Tehillim. Tehillim in Kapitul Ches, though the Melech says, V'tachzireu ma'at melechim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man a bit slightly less than the Malachim. Tamshileu b'mas yodecho, he gave him power, dominion over all his handiwork. Kol shatot tachas raglo, he placed everything under man's feet. Soina, the sheep, balofin, cattle, kulam, everything, v'gambaham esadoi, etc. So the mashal, Allah brings from his Rebbe, the mashal explains as follows. We all know that the Rebbe Yishan created this world in four madrigas. There's the doimim, the inanimate objects, semeach, plant life, vegetation, balchai, the animal world, and odom. Each level being better, superior to the other, but not only superior to the other, each level is provided for and feeds off the level which is lower than it. The animal, the plant life, it grows from, it lives off the doimim, the earth, the ground. The animal world, it lives off plant life, vegetation. And man is at the peak of this pyramid, he can even benefit from animals. So it says that pshat in the pasuk, the Rebbe Yisrael made man, tamshileu b'mas yodecho, he gave him power, dominion over everything, kol shato tachas ragloi, everything is under his feet. So you know about Lofim, the animals, if the animals are under his feet, then kol shkein, everything which is below that. So therefore, says the Shulah, When a person takes the hide of an animal and he makes with it a pair of shoes, and he puts his pair of shoes on his feet, which he treads on, which he walks through the mud and the dirt, that is the greatest expression of showing the man's power over all the Bria. He is in charge, he is above everything. If he's above the animal, Kol Shekein, everything below that. And therefore, explains the Shlo, that's the pshat in the Brocho, Sha'asa li Kol Tzorki, because literally when we're wearing our shoes, we're expressing the Kerech HaMashora, that everything in the world, everything in the Bria is for the benefit of man, everything in the Bria is to serve man. As he can have an awe from that. So we thank Hashem when we put on our shoes, Sha'asa li Kol Tzorki, he's provided me with all my needs, with all the chalak and the bria for man to benefit from and to have a know from. Chazal tell us that when the Shvatim sold Yosef, they used the money which they got for selling him to buy a pair of shoes. So the Farshim explained, according to the Shalom, that the idea was they were trying to show their superiority over Yosef. They took him the money which they bought for him, and they made a pair of shoes to tread on to show that he was, to sort of simplify that he was beneath them and they were above him. The Bei Yosef explains that this we can understand why in a Mokum Kodesh one may not wear shoes. As he says, in Gedulah B'Palta Shemelech, when a person is in a Mokum Shekhinah, when a person is in the shadow of the king, in the presence of the Shekhinah, there's no place for hierarchy. Everyone clapping their Kodesh Baruch Hu, all creations are equal. There's no place to show superiority one over the other. And therefore, we take off our shoes because that's not a place to demonstrate superiority over the rest of the Bria. That's one mahalach in why we take off our shoes in a Mokum Kodesh. I just mentioned briefly, there's another mahalach, the Zoya Kodesh Pash Chukas, which a few of us in the Malvim, Chaim Volozhin, discuss. It's in Yonim of, deep in Yonim, we'll just mention it briefly. They say that the shoe is a remez for the Neshama. They explain that the guf is to the Neshama what the shoe is to the guf. Meaning, that just like the shoe wraps the feet around, so also the neshama, which is the chelik of the karimael, is brought down and is sort of enveloped and wrapped by the gulf. That's what keeps it down on this world. Boinsham was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, shal nalecha, remove your shoes. He was trying to symbolize, if you want to achieve histavkus b'shchina, if you want to achieve great hasogos of nevuah to become the madrego of peil peil adar boy, just like I'm telling you to remove your shoes, remove the koyach of your gulf, the shvor of your guf over your neshama, peel it away, and therefore, and let your neshama be able to rise and establish him. I'd like to go on a slightly different mahalach to try and explain the tafkid of shoes and come back to explain the bracha of Sha'asa li Kol Tzorki. There's an interesting Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Nun Tesamut Beis. The Gemara tells us about Eliezer Zira, have a Messina Uchva. Havasai Messiah Uchma. The Gemara tells us that Eliezer Zira was walking around wearing black shoes. Tosef explains, in those days the Eden used to wear white shoes, or Akaponim, that had white shoelaces, and Eliezer was wearing shoes which were totally colored black. V'koi b'shukadan Nardor. He was standing in the shuk of Nardor. Ashrichu d'bei Resh Gulusa. The Resh Gulusa saw him. They saw him in the shuk wearing black shoes. V'amule, they said to him, Ma'ishno hani mesani, why are you wearing these unusual shoes? Why are you wearing shoes which are different to everyone else's? Amaluhu, he said to them, Dekuma bilnan Yerushalayim, I am mourning the destruction of Yerushalayim, and I am misavon on the Churban HaBayis. Amule, they said to him, At chashivas lasabul on Yerushalayim, are you worthy enough, are you choshev enough to misavon on Yerushalayim? Sabur, you are Rohabu. They thought that he was being haughty. He was saying, you are Asru v'chavshu. They took him and they put him in prison. And the Gemara goes on to explain that he proved himself that he was actually a Gavra Rabba. He was choshev enough, and therefore he could be Mas'avon in Shalom. So one has to understand this Gemara. Why are the Resh Gulusa makbid that he was being Mas'avon in Shalom? What did they see in Eliezer that he appeared to be a Bal Gaiva by being Mas'avon in Shalom? We know every Pashtid is expected to be Mas'avon in Shalom on the Churban. Why were they so upset with Eliezer? Why did they see that? Why did they perceive that as being haughty? And secondly, we have to understand Eliezer himself. Why did he choose his shoes as a medium of the expression of his Averis Yishlam? Why did he make the change in the shoes? There's a Gemara in Shabbos, a Mishnah in Shabbos, that I may not go out on Shabbos with a sandal masuba. Sandal masuba is a sort of a nail studded shoe, a shoe which spikes in. I might not wear one on Shabbos. The Gemara says, why not? Sandal masuba, the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Samach. Sandra Masuma my timer. Why is one not allowed to wear these shoes on Shabbos? So the Gemara explains because there was a gzeira against the Yidden, and therefore many of them were nechboim b'ma'ora. They went to hide in a cave. V'omru, they said, hanichnas yikones v'yotzei yotzei. Whoever wants to come and hide in the cave is welcome. But once you're in, you have to stay in. There's no going out. V'yotzei yotzei. Why not? Rashi explains because when they were scared that if someone would go out, the enemy might see him coming out, and they'd realize that there's a hideout here that's coming and kill everyone. When you come in, so you can look around to see if anyone's watching and quickly go in. But when you're coming out, you can't tell what's lurking around the corner, and therefore they were scared that they might be uncovered, they would be caught. So therefore, whoever wants to come in can come in, but there's no going out. So Gemara tells us there's one man who was nefach sandoro. There's one man who was wearing his shoes backwards, back to front. So therefore, when he came into the cave, but it appeared from the footprints that someone had gone out. They thought that one of them had gone out. And the Oivim had caught them, and they were all going to come and kill them. So a big panic ensued, and a big stampede. And the Gemara says, more people were killed in this panic than the enemy had killed Rechlan and the whole Gezer. So therefore, one may not wear the shoes on Shabbos. Because of Chashash Sakon, Chazal and Masakon, from now on one cannot wear these shoes. What's it got to do with Shabbos? If there's a Chashash Sakon, then the weekdays were. So the Yishalmi, therefore not, and that Mishnah asked the Kasha, what's it got to do with Shabbos? There should be a Gezerah for the weekdays were. Answer the Yishalmi is, it's automatically when Chazal were Gezer, when made that Takona that I cannot wear these shoes on Shabbos, automatically that would mean on the weekday as well. Why not? Says the Yishalmi, Lav Ulched Bein Nasha, it is not normal, it wasn't usual for people, Mahavale Trace and Dylan, to have two pairs of shoes, Chad L'Choyer, one for the weekday, Chal Shabbat and one for Shabbos. People didn't do that. People didn't have two pairs of shoes. People had one pair of shoes. And therefore, if Chazal would come along and be Masakin, that one may not wear these nail-studded shoes on Shabbos, that would automatically mean they wouldn't be wearing them on the weekday either. Why does the Mishnah write in Hilchos Shabbos? What's it got to do with Hilchos Shabbos? Because that's when the story happened. Ma'aseh Shoya, so Chazal wrote it in that context. But in actual effect, it's a Gezeirah on every day of the week when we not wear these shoes. But that's understand, we all have Shabbos shoes. We know the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, the Gemara Darshans from Apostle in Yeshaya, the Chibadtoi Masois Drachecho, the Chibadtoi Shaloyem Abuscha Shal Shabbos, Kuma Abuscha Shal Choy. That one's weekday clothes, one's Shabbos clothes should not be the same as one's weekday clothes. They should be nicer, they should be more honorable to honor the Shabbos. Why then does the Yishalmi say that people didn't wear two pairs of shoes? People didn't have one for Shabbos and one for weekday. The most puzzling is a Gemara further than Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Tes. Gemara says, Omar Reb Yehuda Omar Rav, L'oylam Yimkar Adam Koyos Beisoy. A person has to be prepared to sell even his house, V'yikach Ben Olim L'Raglov, in order to buy shoes for his feet. Adam Mefarsh Magurus, a person has to be prepared to sell everything he has, in order to be able to buy a pair of shoes for his feet. Which is a pella ploy. I should sell everything I have, is shoes so important? So Rashi says, there's nothing more degrading, there's nothing more humiliating for going barefoot in the street. So therefore what? I have to sell my shoes, I should live in the street, sleep on the park bench, eat in the street. That's much more humiliating, that's much more bozu. But telling me because it's so bozu to work around barefoot, I should sell everything I have just to buy a pair of shoes. What's trusting this Gemara? The Pesukim and Parshas Ekev and Dvorim tell us of the chasodim that Rabbi Yisrael did for Klal Yisrael during the 40 years in the Midbar. And it says in Perichet Pasuk Dalud, Simloscho loy bolso me'alecho, your clothes did not wear out from on you, v'raglecho loy betzeicho, your feet did not swell up, zarbom shona, all during the 40 years the clothes remained fresh and clean, and the feet did not swell up. So Rashi says, the feet didn't swell up like people who go barefoot. Normally people who go barefoot, the feet swell up and become sore. And the nest was that in the Midbar, the feet remained healthy. So it seems from here that during the 40 years in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael did not wear shoes. But if you look further in Parshas Kisavo, there's a similar pasuk. Va'olech etchem arboim shana b'midbar. Hashem led us through the Midbar for 40 years. Lo bolus amaseichem aleichem. Again, your clothes didn't wear out. V'nalcho lo bolsum araglecho. And your shoes did not wear out from your feet. So here it says before, so they did wear shoes. So, did they wear shoes or did they not wear shoes? So the Maran and Gula Aris Azavada and the Forza Apostle, they did wear shoes. And that's good for the Pshat, why the feet didn't become damaged, why the feet remained healthy, because they're wearing shoes. Why then does the Torah not say that Mephorosh and Pasdek? Why does the Torah just talk about Raglaim and not the Nalaim? So it explains the Torah wants to come and teach us that there's a fundamental difference between the purpose of clothes and the purpose of shoes. Clothes, not only are they there to cover us, but clothes give a person honor. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan calls his clothes Mechabduse, the things that honor me. They give a person stature. We know there's a uniform gives a person prestige, honor, respect. Whereas clothes, says the Maral, what he calls a malbosh shel genai. A malbosh shel genai. We don't wear them on a Mokum Kodesh. So he says, why do we wear shoes? If they are malbosh shel genai, why do we wear shoes? Simply to protect the feet so they shouldn't get damaged. But really, we could do without them. They have no innate importance. So now with this maral, we can now go back and understand why we have two separate brachas. For clothing, we say malbish arumin, and for the shoes, we say she'osali kol tzorki. So our clothes, we thank Hashem for clothing us, for giving us the honor which comes through the clothes. But shoes, there's no honor. We don't use the lashon ravisha. Shoes are tzorki. They are needs. We need it in order to protect the feet, but they have no actual importance as of in themselves. So that's the two brachas: malbish arumin and osali kol tzorki. So explains the Maral. So in Parshas Ekev, whether we're talking about the chasodim that Rabbeinu Shlomo did for us, how he provided for all our needs, we were well looked after, we were comfortable in the midbar, we were comfortable, we had fresh, clean clothes all 40 years, and our feet remained healthy, they weren't damaged. In Parshas Kisove, we're talking about the nisim which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So then the one of the nisim was that our shoes, we wore the same pair of shoes for 40 years. That's when we're describing the nisim. But in Parshas Ekev, we're talking about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked after our needs. So we don't discuss the clothes, that's not the shoes, that's not the ikka. The ikka is that our feet remain protected and healthy. For this now we can go back and understand the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says that people didn't have two pairs of shoes, one for weekday, one for Shabbos, they're just one pair of shoes. The answer is Poshut. What's the makor for wearing Shabbos clothes? The Posh in Yishaya, V'chibadetoy ma'aseh terechecho. V'imechabed the Shabbos, shelo yeh ma'boshva shel Shabbos, k'ma'boshva shel chol. The mechaber the Shabbos, that's obviously only things with clothes which give us honor, but shoes, which as the Maral calls malbush shel genai, we'll explain soon more, doesn't apply that Joshua v'chibadetoy. It's not for the covers of a person. It actually has a halachic implication, this difference between shoes and clothes. We know on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah, so machdo b'chagecho. There's a chiv derives to be happy in Yom Tov. So Shulchan Aruch tells us in Hilchos Yom Tov, it's in a tuf kuf chof tes. The person must be happy of the Simcha on Yom Tov, who the Ishtar Yabonav he and his wife and children. Says the Shulchan Aruch, how do you make your wife happy?
Jewelry.
Sir? Noshim Kernan Begodim, clothes with Tashidim and jewelry. The Bialocha points out the name of the Maral that Dafka clothes and jewelry. Look at Chilah, one should Dafka buy clothes and jewelry and not buy shoes. But the Yaved, one can buy shoes, one can't afford it. So we see again that the shoes are a much lower level, they're not the same, doesn't have the same effect. In order to understand better what the Maral means, that shoes are malbush shel genai, the Yaris Dvash explains, Rabbi Yonasan Ivershitz in Chele Aleph Simon Yud Aleph, he explains the Gemara Baba Kamma which we brought before, the Gemara with Eliezer Zira. He says Eliezer wasn't just coming to demonstrate his tzar on the Churban of Yerushalayim, on the Churban Beis HaMikdosh. He was highlighting, by way of his shoes, what we were missing, what we were being mitzvah about. Says the Rebbe Nachman Avitzitz, do you know why the Kohenim walked barefoot in the Beis HaMikdosh? Do you know why in a Mokum Kodesh one takes off the shoes? In order for the feet of the person of the Kohen to be connected with Azor. Azor, or the Mokum Kodesh, is the most holiest place on earth. And therefore we want the Kohen to have direct contact, his feet, his body should be in direct contact with the ground, with Azorah, and says Yoyin Sa'avish, and thereby he will be able to reach great Madregas, great Hatzogos of Chochmah and Ruach HaKodesh. That's why one takes off the shoes in a Mokum Kodesh. Tosis, in Menachos, Tosis asks that a Kohen is not, the Gemara says that a Kohen can't even stand on the feet of another Kohen to do the avodah. So Tosfos asks, min v'mino eino chitzis, we know that there's no chitzita by min v'mino, the foot of another kohen is the same min as one's own foot. So according to this Rabbeinu Sanchez, the answer is possible. But here, it's not merely we want that there shouldn't be an hefsek. When we're talking about hefsekim, so we say that mi b'mina is not hefsek. Here, the idea is we need a direct contact. We want the Kohen's feet to be in direct contact with the Azorah in order that he can obtain these great madrigas. Says the Rabbeinu Sanchez, but of course, not everyone is zeicher to that. One has to make themselves the clay kibbutz. One has to prepare oneself. He says they have to be sichron toir v'zach in order to be able to attain these madrigas through being in contact with the Mokom HaKodesh. Says Rabbeinu Sa'ayrishit, when Eliezer came to demonstrate his sa'ah on the Avedas, he dafka chose by changing his shoes. Eliezer was saying, look, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, in the time when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, one could walk around without shoes. One could walk around without shoes and thereby reach great madrigas. But alas, now that there's been a chuvun, I'm being mis'abud on Yerushalayim, I'm putting on shoes, I'm making the shinui, I'm emphasizing the chulban through my shoes, because now I can wear my shoes, now I've got nothing to lose, because I wouldn't be able to reach the madrigas anyway. So of course the Resh Galusa were very mad, but they perceived that as being a balgaiva. You're saying that you're someone who's worthy enough, that if in the time of the Beis HaMikdash you were able to reach great madrigas. That's why they were upset with him, that he was showing to everyone that he was of one of those high madrigas, that he could perceive those spiritual heights. Just like we find it in the Tzadak Dusha, we find that in the Tzadak Tumah Zeh and Omah Zeh Osir Arakim, says the Maram Chagiz in his Mishnah Sachomim, do you know what the purpose of shoes are? Do you know why we wear shoes, what the tafkid of shoes are? The shoes are to separate us, separate the man from the ground, from the Adoma, which was the Skalo, which was cursed by the Chet of Odom Arishon. Odom, a person is an Odom. He's made from Ofom in Ha'adomo. He's made from the ground. And just like we know that in the physical world, there's a power of gravity, there's a pull of gravity which pulls everything towards the ground. The same as every physical kerech has a spiritual kerech, there's a spiritual kerech which pulls everything down to the ground. Especially in an Odom who's made from Ofom. And therefore, a person has to dafka wear shoes in order to separate himself, so that it shouldn't pull him down, the ground would pull him down and make him more gashmi, less rukni, would make him atzuspik. And therefore he has to wear, dafka wear the shoes. So in the Agud the Pirga from the Bnei Yisoscho, he says, now we can understand a bit, the Gemara says in Shabbos that one has to sell everything one has, one has to sell even his house in order to buy a pair of shoes. Why is that? Because if you would be walking around barefoot, then you won't be able to fulfill your tachlis in this world. You'll be spiritually pulled down, you won't be able to steig in rukni as b'chlau. So why are you on this world for? So therefore, if a person's walking around barefoot, it's a great sakona. He won't be able to fulfill his tachlis. Therefore, a person has to be willing to give everything away in order to put shoes on his feet. That's how the Agud Perfect explains that Gemara. So going back now to the Brach of Shosli called Sarki, we can now have a third shot. The Shlomo Kluger writes in his Chokhom Shlomo in the Orichayim Tumim Mem Vov on the Shulchan Aruch there, which tells us about the Brach of Shosli called Sarki, explains Rosh Hashanah Kluger with this Gemara. When a person puts on his shoes, he can look around and he can thank Hashem for everything he has, for his house and all his possessions, all the things which he has now, which he would have had to give away if he didn't have shoes. That's what we say, Sha'asili Koshoki, Hashem has provided us with all our needs. If I have a pair of shoes to put on, then I can have all my needs, which I have, I can keep, I don't have to sell them. Hashem has provided me with everything I have. But that, as we said, is only in the general world. But in a mokim kodesh, like we said, Rabbeinu Shem said, "Shalna lechom al reyecho." You can take off the shoes from your feet, and adarabba, be connected to the ground, as the Rabbeinu Amshik explains, and thereby and reach great madrigas. And therefore, we can understand why in Yom Kippur as well, we take off our shoes, because Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year. The Gemara tells us that there's no shlita of the sotan of the yitzhar hara. There's no pull. One can safely take off the shoes on this holy day, and there'd be no sakona. One wouldn't be in danger. So too says the Agud HaPerikah on Tisha B'Av. We want to symbolize the coming of Mashiach, when the world will reach its tikkun, when the world will reach its tikkun, and the klola, which the earth was in the skalo, will be masukun. We will once again be able to walk around without shoes, and there will be no sakona. Just to end off Moshe Inyan, the pasuk tells us, "Ma'yofu pamoyich ban olim bas nodiv." The Gemara explains that to mean that Shlomo HaMelech is describing, is praising Klal Yisrael, how beautiful are your footsteps, Klal Yisrael, who go up La'aliyah L'regel, but not as the children of Avraham. So Rav Shimon Shwab asks, What's the Loshon HaPosuk? Mayofu pamayich bano olim. How beautiful are your footsteps and your shoes. How can Chazal, how can the Gemara Chagi explain that to mean Aliyah L'Regel? We know that Aliyah L'Regel, we just explained when you're in the Azor, you have to take off your shoes. So how can you use the Pasuk Mayofu pamayich bano olim to scribe the shoes? Says Reb Shimon Sharp, we're not talking about when they stood in the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about when the Eden went back, came back from the Azor, came back from the Beis HaMikdash, and they went back after Aliyah L'Regel to the houses. They took with them the Hashpahs which they got in the Azorah, the great levels of Yerushalayim which they attained. That's my Yofu Pamoyev Ban Olim, how beautiful a Klal Yisrael when they come back from the Aliyah L'Regel and they've steiged and they've reached much higher Madrigas and Torah Avodah in Yerushalayim. And that is Mishnah Brochel as well, this well-digger program of Torah Avodah, that we should take half an hour which we learn in the morning and take that with us the whole day, and stay in our way.